trying to give that fantastic stuff he has to someone, and he couldn't find one. Going around for so many years, trying here, there, then he finds Rumi. What does he do? That selflessness which was in him was not in Rumi. Do you remember what was wrong with Rumi? Oh, nobody talks about something wrong in Rumi. I always say there was something wrong in Rumi. Rumi was born in an educated family, was raised perfectly, and received all the different education possible. Then he was lucky. At the age of 22, he became the dean of the school that was made for his father. He became the, so on and so on and so on, and having a life, wife, children, followers, everything. What was wrong with him? Ah, there was something drastically wrong with him. He knew nothing about love. He thought he knew it all, and Shams proved to him that you don't know zilch. Yes, that's how stupid you are. This is the way Shams really crushed him, and he said, yes, in 3 days I was dead, I became alive. And the governing of love came, I became the happy person. He changed drastically. Why? Because in education there are informations, a lot of it, but it's not enough. The highest level is not education, is higher than that. Nobody asked Nelson Mandela to have a degree. Could I brag that I have a couple of PhDs? He didn't have any. Nonsense. Because he transformed. We saw him. He started his life with hatred. Yeah. Then he hated the system so much that he went to have the weapons and become a cherik. That's how he was. Yes, he was a lawyer, all of that. Then transformed. When he became the president, you remember how he acted. Everybody was ready to have the revenge, revenge. He said, no revenge. Because revenge doesn't do anything good. The people who transform, they become plain, they become simple. Because what is this transformation we're talking about really? Putting aside all those animal nonsenses which is naturally in me, I was born with. We know that. We know that we are born animal, then we are not raised like animal, are we? Education, talking, reading, writing, all of this science, all of this is one side. As he was saying, could we say all the elderly people historically, they were stupid? Who dares to say a stupid to Albert Einstein? Yes, he was 20th century and he's dead and he's backward. There are a lot of stuff that I know that he didn't know. But we cannot judge it like that. You know why? Why? Lots of I know, I learned from Albert Einstein. I went to mathematical college to study his ideas. And we are connected. His idea is in all of us. His idea is alive, isn't it? Where is that idea living in? In we, in our culture. All the stuff that Sophocles was creating in Greek is in all of us. This is what we are. We are not that animal anymore. Because, yes, the animal is here. You're looking at it. But in this, how do you call that culture which is in me? And when I'm talking about mathematics, do you think I cheat over there to make me look better? Do you think that I cheat with that formula to prove? When I'm talking about mathematics, the God of mathematics is talking in my mind. When you're teaching at the university and you're talking, who is talking? The culture in you is talking, not you. Your personal interest is nonsense. You forget about it. Oh, I remember the best example for that. There is this guy, a friend of mine, a very strange fellow. He's forced to come and teach. Leave me alone. I say, no, you have to. Okay, he is walking towards the classes and he's thirsty. So he will drop a penny in the machine and takes a Coke. I'm drinking, he talks, and he's a simple guy like that. He goes in the class and sits down. The student try to tease him. They talk about, oh, you are the first teacher who came in the class with the Coke in the hand of the teacher at the university. Yes, the Coke, I brought this. You see it, right? And you know what it is? I doubt it, you completely know what this is. And for all semester, we will talk about that. And he teaches all the stuff of city planning he was supposed to teach. Just because doesn't matter how and what the stuff. He knows the knowledge and he will bring it out no matter what. It spills. That's how it is. If you have seen these scientists getting together, you will see what a bizarre environment it is, because everybody is talking strangely and somehow everybody understands that the strange conversations, because nobody starts a conversation, nobody will finish. That's serious stuff like that. All of this Rumi has seen here at the end of that conversation, that remember, you are the decision maker, you are the responsible. Don't bring the excuse that I have to do this. Yes, everybody have to do something. Even the chair have to remain the chair. So what? At the end of it, we'll say, but remember, if you have a drink from that lovely fellow and saying, and you get a little bit drunk, then you are different. You will be a different person. So when you see these different people, don't think they are supposed to be like you. When they are transformed, they are something else. Yes?
The drunk man who has quaffed wine from God's cup, how should he do aught but justice and right?
Yeah. I'm talking about the drunk fellow. What is the activity of a drunk fellow? How do you imagine it? Yes, of course you think that a drunken fellow with wine and his spring like that. I'm talking about Romeo who is drunk from the love of Juliet. What do you say about that? Because that drunkenness exists. Because if no, go and find a Romeo or a Juliet and you will see there is that strange stuff. This is what we are talking about. That hap, that truth, true, just, justice, remember all that, that concept of the real goodness is like that. That concept somehow will make me drunk. Then I'm not like that alcoholic drunk. I'm another kind of drunk, yes?
The magicians said to Pharaoh, stop, he that is drunken hath no care for his hands and feet. The wine of the one is our hands and feet. The apparent hand is a shadow and worthless.
What was this? You have to think about it, go back. And the story of the magicians, they advise to the Pharaoh, and the Pharaoh tying them up and trying to do this and that and that and that. But the message is clear. He created a story to answer to the fellow who doesn't believe in free will and thinks that we are forced to do something. This is the story. As simple as that. Yes?
The meaning of whatever God willed came to be. That is, the will is His will and pleasure.
Yes, we say whatever He wishes or will happen. Means He's not creating by doing something. Just the will is creating this. And you don't know the meaning of this. What's the subject here? What we're talking about? We're talking about, you think that you're forced, right? And I said you're not forced, you have the choice. But deep down, when we say, whatever He wants will happen, you say, ha 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 ha, there is the point. Yes, whatever He wants happen, not whatever I want. I said, let me translate this for you. There is a meaning in that. When we say whatever He wishes will happen, we don't mean that He is sitting down and drinking and suddenly we'll say, fart. Then some fart jumps out in this. It's not like that. When we are talking about the creation, don't look at it as a human being. You should understand what that means really. Yes?
Seek His pleasure. Be not distressed by the anger of others and the disapproval of others. Although the word karna denotes the past, yet there is no past or future in the action of God. For with God there is neither morn nor eve.
Okay, honest to God, I didn't know that today we arrived here. Yeah. I ask you a question right at the beginning. And that was a question that I repeated in this retreat we had every single time I was talking about. This is a subject in my idea. And here you will see. They say, in this that we say, whatever He wishes will happen, we don't mean there is a guy who is doing this and says, we are talking about an idea within us. We're talking about it. Huh? The idea of what? The idea of trying to satisfy Him, not satisfy me. And with this, we mean something. Why? Because when we are talking about His satisfaction, are we talking about His personal satisfaction? Does He have any personality and stuff like that? Any needs? Because He's hungry now, He wants... It's not like that. You should understand what... Because over there we are not talking about God. We are talking about we. We are supposed to understand what khair is, what the real goodness is, right? Day and night we have to study it and learn it. This is what we call His will. This is how we explain it. Yes?
The saying of God's servant, whatever God wills comes to pass, does not signify be lazy in that.
As simple as that. When I say His wishes will be done, I don't mean you don't do anything. Sit down and be a lazy stuff because His wishes will happen. By that I mean you should learn and try to understand what His wishes could be here and do it. Because you are the doer, you are the responsible. Yes?
Nay, it is an incitement to entire self-devotion and exertion, meaning make yourself exceedingly